This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, Natalie's in Australia. Natalie, I know your new prime minister isn't perfect or whatever, but I know that you guys started cutting back your carbon taxes, reportedly not just completely flooding your country with folks that won't assimilate. I mean, how would you say, as an Australian overall, the awakening's happening there? Because it looks like you guys have turned the corner a little bit, or am I wrong?
Well, my dad was complaining about $1 billion power plant that was created, and it was created not by getting permission from the Australian people, but people are awake, and they do speak their mind, and that's just to put it nicely, and we are aware, so.
Well, that's good, because all over the world there's awakenings happening, and again, we're not saying Trump's the end-all, be-all. He's just trying to return power back to the people, and they're panicking. I'm just concerned because I don't think the globalists realize they're in trouble, but they're still arrogant, and they still keep doing stuff and failing as they escalate, and then now all they've got left is killing Trump. And I don't see, Brennan's up there saying, let's all be nice once this happens and just nobody resists. Let's not tear up the country. What does he think is going to happen? I mean, he's crazy. What do you think?
Well, all I know is without America, Australia would not be in a good situation with China or anything like that. Because I've heard stories before, like people in the army and that China would love Australia. So America, stay strong, you know?
Oh, hell, China's already got almost all, exactly. The big companies have come in where there's basically military labor, and they do like most of your mining now. It's amazing. Thank you so much, Natalie. We're going to come back and talk a little bit with Cernovich and get to Carlos, Sean, Greg, and others. Cernovich loves taking calls. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We'll talk about implementing COG with Sean. Carlos, Clapper lied to Congress. Yeah, we've got the clip. We've got to pull it up. Greg, we need, need for prayer. And also, I want to play the compilation again of all the talk of martial law and coup. The good news is we exposed it. Now they're having to admit it. They don't want us to expose it and have a consensus it's wrong. They're being forced to admit they're planning it now because we're exposing it. And I told you, the victory is getting everybody to talk about it. You did that, listeners. Now it's everywhere in Congress, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, everywhere. We forced it through again. You did it. You get the credit. God bless you. Owen Schroyer, comments on what we've been doing.
Well, we're trying to change the narrative, Alex. We're the media now. I mean, people want to look at you and they want to say Alex Jones is crazy. They want to make fun of you on Comedy Central. But the truth is, that's their psychological reaction of denial. They can't accept the fact that you can control the narrative now. They can't accept the fact that InfoWarriors can control the narrative, that InfoWarriors can decide the results of a presidential election. That scares them. They're in denial of that. So they point at you, they laugh, and ultimately, they're only going to hurt themselves, because instead of trying to recapture the hearts and minds of America that you've stolen from them, that they stole originally, they're just trying to point and laugh at you. So that's fine. They can point and laugh at you. We're going to continue to change hearts and minds, and we're going to continue to get our agenda through. And it's tough for Donald Trump. I think that he's dealing with people that maybe they're scared. Maybe they're getting death threatened right now.
They're in the news saying kill his cabinet. I mean the death threats are a given.
I'll be interested to hear what Mike Cernovich wants to talk about here coming up in just a couple minutes, especially considering all the double standards that we're seeing out of liberals. It's hilarious. They don't care about Boy Scouts or the military until Trump actually does something about it. Now all of a sudden they care about the Boy Scouts. Now all of a sudden they care about the military. You've got the Obamacare.
Well, now they're
vote.
Calling the Boy Scouts racist and fascist. I mean, it's total race-baiting garbage. They're a total joke. And the good news is they're so arrogant, they're keeping Pelosi and Schumer and Hillary as the leadership.
And look at Pelosi.
We're going to go to break.
Alex, look at Pelosi. She said she's never heard of Imran Awan. This woman lied. She said she'd never heard of Imran Awan. He handled her iPod, her iPad. It was in the WikiLeaks. This woman is a known liar.
Really? Nancy Pelosi's a liar? Oh, and Schroeder, I tell you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. And Mike Cernovich is coming up with your phone calls and more. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion.
Ladies and gentlemen, wanted to hand the baton to the one and the only Mike Cernovich, who coming up in early September is going to start hosting his own transmission with, of course, Owen Schroyer. That is coming up. That kicks off in early September, but here he is once a week hosting an hour. I want to just get out of here and let him take over. I know we've got Carlos in Canada and Greg in Montana and Sean wants to talk about implementing COG from Oklahoma. Carol in Florida wants to talk about coup and the Senate Bill 722. Dr. Kelly, California, wants to talk about Senator and Congress. He's listening on 1490 AM, KOWI. Or L. We got 2 affiliates there. That's in Santa Cruz. We got like 7 to 9. We got more. I think it's like 10 affiliates down in California. Show's really growing out there, so that's a blessing. Too bad the globalists have pretty much completely taken over California. But who knows? Just like the White House, maybe we can take it back. But going back now to the main issue, we have a major pastor coming out who met with Trump and met with senior members of Congress saying they've been told of a plan for martial law. Well, that's already in the news. Then we have Brennan coming out yesterday at the Aspen Institute with Clapper, former head of all intelligence, the National Security system, and then we've got Blitzer on there saying, well, you know, you got to impeach him, right? He goes, no, we'll just remove him. A coup. So this is huge now to have them admit all this with a new Comedy Central show announced to come on after their main news program every day built around, quote, Alex Jones. And the comedian says he's going to play Alex Jones. And what that means is dress up in KKK outfits and stuff and say things I never said, KKK stuff. And that's what they already do. Or just say outrageous stuff. And then say, that's what Alex Jones does, then point at me and laugh at the straw man, which is great. That'll just send us more listeners to actually find out what we're actually doing. But they know that that actually gets them ratings, just imitating us and then twisting it. So they plan to destroy who we are by posing as us and then going out and committing cultural crimes while hiding behind the thing that they're just actors, they're just comedians with a bunch of writers in New York City and L.A. sitting there writing garbage to then put it into an actor's mouth who's posing as a fake newsman who's posing as me. So Tuck Buckford wasn't enough. Now you're going to get 5 nights a week attacking yours truly, and they even admit it's supposed to be Alex Jones. So it's not enough to have all these movies they've made and Homeland and all these shows. Now I'm so evil, I've got to be demonized nightly on a rated Comedy Central show because nobody watches the news anymore. Nobody watches mainstream news. So now they're going totally to comedy. And you go to CNN, most of the videos you see on there many times are Saturday Night Live or Colbert, again, misrepresenting. Remember Alec Baldwin? I don't like black people. I'm Donald Trump. I learned to be racist from Alex Jones. InfoWars, it's a show. I learned it from him. We're racist. Black people aren't humans. I never said that. Alec Baldwin played Trump and then said, Alex Jones told me. Alex Jones told me. And then that's the new thing. It shows the desperateness of these people. But it's better. Google, Facebook, Twitter start to censor us, start to block us, start to try to stop you from getting our information and admit they are. And Cernovich gets the secret documents, and Google admits they're real, where they spent millions hiring people to delist us on Google. But when they got exposed, we went back to the top because Google had to pull it because it's racketeering. It's criminal. It's a trust operation. It's a monopoly operation. They've just been fined hundreds of millions for that. So they attacked us. We fought back. They had to back off. But it's happening. But Google isn't half as bad as Facebook or Twitter. And they go, oh, well, that's their own platforms. No, they advertise it as open for political discussion. Then they censor us. Then they have bots going around acting like they're liberals, attacking everybody to make us feel demoralized and alone. It's a hoax. But again, they want to silence us, then build facsimiles of who we are, then build straw men, and then demonize the straw man in the public. Gag the real person. The body snatcher gets rid of the real person before it copies itself. Okay? Well, that's not happening. They created Glenn Beck to doppelgang. Didn't work. He went down, not me, because you couldn't get rid of me. So thanks for the prayers. Thanks for the support. It's all of you making it this possible. But your investment spreading the word in InfoWars, your investment supporting us, your investment defending us, your investment getting past the peer pressure and the mind control is delivering with President Trump, delivering in the huge Freedom Caucus, close to taking over the House from the Republicans. We've taken it from the Democrats. Now in 2018, we're going to take it from the neocons and the rhinos. We're this close to really restoring the Republic and having a true future. Thanks to all of you. So stop thanking me. Stop thanking Cernovich. We're in this with you. It's a fight. We know the enemy hates us. What do you expect us to do? Roll over to a bunch of scum that hate our guts and want to make us slaves? Okay, this is normal behavior. They take normal behavior and make it look weird. Let them have a bunch of Comedy Central. We're not in third grade where you laugh at somebody and they go cry to mommy. We love scum hating us. We love scum attacking us. We love it. We absolutely love it, ladies and gentlemen. And we're done playing games, and we're not backing down, so that's the end of it. But we've got free shipping until the end of the month. Just a few days left, four or five days left. And we've got 57% off of Super Female Vitality. Never done that. Silver Bullet, 66% off. Never done that, because I just want everybody to have this and try it. Caveman, strawberries in, 25% off. 25% off on the chocolate. caveman bone broth. Silver special package with the electric toothbrush impregnated with silver, the colloidal silver bullet, and the toothpaste super blue, fluoride free with iodine and colloidal silver. That's 50% off. ProPure, amazing traveler, gravity-fed, blows away much of the competition. The very best is ProPure and AlexaPure. They're apples and oranges, but all the other stuff's nothing compared to those. It's the best unit, 30% off, $132. People are selling other stainless steel systems for $250 that are basically aren't even as good as this unit. $132, nobody can top it. ProPure, traveler, AlexaPure, Breeze, you know, $219 is a great deal. Comparable stuff's $400 to $600. The price has gone down. It used to be like $800 for comparable just a few years ago. It's $149. Nobody can top that. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 33% off. Knockout, 50% off. ProstiGuard, 33% off. Myco ZX, 46% off. DNA 4 selling out. That's 20% off. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Take advantage of it all. Support the broadcast. Mike Cernovich, thank you for hosting. We're going to skip this break so you have more time. Here, and we're going to skip the break at the 50 so you get back the, you know, 6-7 minutes I've taken from you. We salute your work. I've seen your reach on Facebook go from 10 million a week to 35 million a week, despite the fact they're trying to censor you. That's on Facebook what we do every week now. So we want to salute Mike Cernovich and all the work he's doing. To see your explosion is absolutely vitriolic. So we salute you, Mike Cernovich. Mike, take over. But what do you make of the open martial law coup plans? We forced it out in the open. Another devastating blow to the enemy. They can't organize it in secret anymore. We savaged them, Cernovich, and we're going to push their timetable up, and they're going to make a move, and they're going to fail. We're going to arrest all of their asses. And after they're absolutely convicted, we're going to hang their asses high. Mike Cernovich, take over.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing time, Alex. We always have a lot of great news. Of course, Scaramucci, as I said and as you said, it has been a tremendous asset already to the Trump administration. He went on the record today contradicting H.R. McMaster. It admitted what we knew, which is that McMaster has Obama holdovers. The Obama holdovers are leaking to the media. So if you'll remember, this is a very, very important development, and I'll explain why. Scaramucci, or Mooch, as people affectionately refer to him as, who's a self-made billionaire, by the way, and yet people, of course, hate on him. They hate success. It's amazing. So he went on today and said that the Obama holdovers are leaking to the media. Well, if you go back a week or two ago, H.R. McMaster held a town hall meeting, and this is proof. Eli Lake and Bloomberg said it. Therefore, it has to be true because, as you know, I mean, if you and I say it isn't true, but if Bloomberg, you know, if it's in Bloomberg, then it must be true, you know, because even though it takes them weeks to catch up to us, McMaster held a town hall where he said there's no such thing as an Obama holdover. So today, this is a very subtle thing. Very few people understand this, and almost nobody in the media does because they don't have my information and my sources and everything. This is a sign that they know McMaster is a problem. McMaster is definitely on his way out. So McMaster had held a town hall to address Mike Cernovich's tweets. This is a fact. I didn't make this up. People go, oh, Cernovich, you self-promote or whatever. This is Eli Lake, who went on to a podcast and called me a conspiracy theorist. So Eli Lake is definitely not a friend of mine. He's not trying to do me any favors. And he said that at a town hall, H.R. McMaster said there's no such thing as an Obama holdover. What a joke, right? So here's the latest news on McMaster. As of this is breaking news, nobody has this yet. Nobody knows this. This is an InfoWars exclusive. You're only going to get that information here with me. McMaster is bringing in two people who worked for, I kid you not, Ben Rhodes. McMaster is bringing in two holdovers from the Obama administration, two political appointees, two Ben Rhodes loyalists into the NSC. That's what H.R. McMaster is doing. And fortunately, you know, Sean Spicer loved it. Sean Spicer leaked to the media all the time. That's something that I had never, that I never made public before, because then, you know, he would try to blacklist me from coming to the White House press briefings and everything. So I had to be careful with Spicer. Thank God that he's out now. I can actually tell the truth about what an incompetent guy that was and how he was sabotaging the administration, how he's leaking the media, how he and Rince Priebus were, they killed the war room idea. A lot of people didn't know this, but there was going to be a war room with actual heavy hitters getting content out, getting the media message out. Spicer, Rince, McMaster, a few other people within the comms team, they killed the war and they said, oh, you're going to politicize the community. I kid you not. I kid you not. This is why they killed the war room. They go, you will be politicizing. You'll be politicizing the communications team. Like, these are the incompetent or the saboteurs of the snakes. It doesn't even matter at this point. These are the kind of people Trump has to deal with, where they're saying, well, we wouldn't want our communications department and the most beleaguered and attacked administration in U.S. history to actually have a message, to actually have a rapid response team, to actually focus on getting out content. That would be politicizing the communications department, and we should never put – who are these people, and how did they get in? And that guy, Michael Short, who just got fired, and then he goes, well, I quit. So actually another funny story, too, there is Mooch leaked out that he was going to fire Short as a karma. It was like karmic retribution. So Short had been leaking, so Mooch leaked out that he was going to fire Short. So then Short found out that he was going to be fired when he opened up Politico, when people were texting him the article that he was going to get fired. It's the same way that Trump fired – this gangster, you know, the way Trump fired Comey was Comey was giving a talk at the FBI and it flashes on Fox News. This is how you have to deal with these people. You're dealing with criminals like James Comey and the communications department. They're going to treat these people the way you treat people like that. You just end it. One day they show up and the key doesn't work. One day they show up to work and they get a Google alert for their name and they see Politico is reporting that they're going to be fired. That's what you have to do with all these people. We got to get Rince Priebus out of there. We definitely – it's a good start, though. So Mooch knows what he's doing. He knows that McMaster is leaking and hiring leakers. And we know that Lindsey Graham is anti-Trump. And Virginia Boney, which is exclusive again for me, another leaker that we identified. So we're getting them. There's big progress. And that is why when they said Scaramucci was going to be head of comms, I was through the roof. I was so hyped. And then a lot of people, well, how could you like him? You know, he's rich. And I'm like, what is wrong with people? Are they brainwashed zombies? Nobody hates rich people. They hate thieves like Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton didn't get rich by providing entrepreneurial value to the world. Bill Clinton didn't become rich by providing entrepreneurial value to the world. Barack Obama is not becoming rich by giving value to the world. These are not intellectuals. They aren't job creators. What they do is they use their influence and their positions and their power for corruption. That is what they do. So we have no problem with people actually make – like if Goldman Sachs hadn't ripped people off in a stock market crash, I'd have no problem with Goldman Sachs. But as we know, they stole from the American public. They looted the public, and they destroyed a lot of lives. And they'd better hope the stock market stays up, because it isn't going to be good for them if they crash the market again or they're too reckless again. It'll be bad. So we have great, great, great developments with Scaramucci. Finally, we have somebody in the White House who knows how to get a message out. Now, Scaramucci, too, the media loves him because he knows how to handle the media. So Mooch is a rare guy that can play both games, right? So I'm really good at one game. I'm really good at the social media game, direct to consumers, direct to readers, direct to viewers. So right now, of course, I'm, you know, live on the Real Alex Jones Show, which is amazing. They're running YouTube Live. They're running Periscope. They're on radio, terrestrial radio all over the world. I'm right now on Facebook Live with one phone. My Periscope is live on another iPad. You know, I need to get another camera set up so I can do YouTube Live. So I'm really good at reaching massive amounts of people directly and bypassing the media. But I'm not good at playing the traditional media game. And I'm getting better at it. Mooch is good at both. He knows how to reach the people, and he knows how to work with the traditional media people. So he's a rare talent, a once-in-a-generation media talent. So Mooch, he's in there, and now there's finally Periscope, right? That was a historic moment. They Periscope President Trump and Air Force One. We need more of that. We need fireside chats. We need the multiple, you know, computers, phones, webcams, whatever you want to call it, streaming live. They're getting there, and they're trying. We have incredible momentum right now. Scaramucci even said that. Momentum. Trump referenced momentum. See, nobody, how many people understand this and can connect these dots the way I can? They don't read books. They've never read The Art of the Deal. They've never read Trump's book, Think Big and Kick. We'll call it butt because I think we're on the radio. We'll keep it family friendly. They don't know anything. They don't actually study his work. And there's incredible momentum right now, and both Trump and Scaramucci are momentum players. I actually got a message from the highest levels today. I can't say from who, obviously, but the highest level said, let your people know today, because they knew I was going on Alex Jones. They saw that. They monitor my Twitter religiously. McMaster does, too. He reads it personally, and he doesn't like it. People overheard him screaming today about Cernovich's tweets. They literally – you could – I mean, if the media really told the truth, they don't tell the truth about Mike Cernovich, though, because they don't want me to look more influential as I actually am. They don't want to tell the truth about how much impact that we're having because they're trying to get me banned and everything. They'd rather do hit jobs. McMaster was heard screaming at the West Wing about Cernovich's tweets. Effing tweets screaming. So McMaster is mad because I revealed that Mooch directly contradicted him. So Mooch went on Fox News today and said Obama holdovers are the leakers. But McMaster had said a week or two ago, there's no such thing as an Obama holdover. Now, the fake news media, because they're not intelligent people and they don't actually – they have goldfish memories, right? All they care – oh, well, Trump tweeted something today. Let's forget everything happened. But I'm always a strategic player. And as a strategic player, I'm always thinking, well, what happened today and how does this move work with the other pieces on the board? So what Mooch did today was significant. What Mooch did was said, look, we know McMaster is the bad guy. We know he wants to bring in people who work for Ben Rhodes. We know who the leakers are in HR. He better get his act together or he'll be out. And we're on his heel. So he's triggered. I've heard multiple, 10, 15, 20 people have told me that McMaster actually has a personal vendetta against me because I'm cyberbullying. He said I'm a bully. And you know who I'm bullying? You can't make this up. You can't make it up. I got to just pause and take a deep breath because it sounds so absurd, and yet it is not. It is true. Do you know who I'm bullying? I'm bullying deep state. I kid you not. They said that it is unfair for me to target people in the CIA, people who are at the highest levels of government, people who are at the highest levels of intelligence. They said it's unfair for me to target them. They've been spying on us. They've been spying on us for decades. But when I publicly talk about what they're doing and how they're leaking and everything, then I'm just a big bully. And the media goes along with it. They're going in foreign policy. Oh, yeah, Cernovich is being mean to these people. I mean, it really, how do you bully a three-star general? That's what I would like to know. How do you bully a three-star general, a veteran of multiple? If McMaster isn't strong enough for me, if he's shook, maybe he should read Guerrilla Mindset or go to one of my seminars and learn how to check into the present moment and learn how to not be rattled and shook up all the time. Maybe he needs a mindset. Maybe I should do a Guerrilla Mindset training seminar. I actually should, now that I think about it. McMaster, I know you're watching, buddy. I know you watch everything we do. I know what you're doing. You think you spy on me? That's what you think. I'll come in and give you a Guerrilla Mindset seminar, and I'll give you all the secrets. And then what will happen is you'll no longer be a puppet for the globalists. You'll no longer be a puppet for the warmongers. You'll actually want to make the world a better place because you'll believe in yourself, and you'll find inner peace and happiness and love and joy in your own heart. And then you're going to want to spread that into the world instead of trying to spread more chaos and destruction and murder to the world. McMaster also, too, nobody else had this before me, presented his plan for the Afghan troop surge. So that was – there was a principals meeting today, or it was scheduled for today. These things get moved often. McMaster is still trying to get his troop surge going on. He really wants more troops in Afghanistan. He won't let it drop. Trump is very frustrated with him. So we got to keep the heat on McMaster. We got to keep the heat on. Share the links about McMaster. Get the message out about McMaster. Ben Rhodes should not be in the NSC. Ben Rhodes, actually, let's talk about Ben Rhodes in this next segment. He testified before. before the Senate, and that never got leaked. So we're going to go on break right now. The next segment, we're going to talk about Ben Rhodes, McMaster, and how Soros is controlling McMaster and is owning McMaster. We'll be back the next segment.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
This is a test.
Thanks for joining me back, everybody. If you're watching on Facebook Live, be sure to hit that like button and spread and share the links for all the Facebook Live viewers out there. Get those links out. Get the like button. Let's get this trending. So let's talk about Ben Rhodes for a minute. And I sent a couple links to the production team, so they're so great. They'll pull that up. Ben Rhodes, he worked for Obama, lied to reporters. He actually was quoted on the record as saying that, "I can convince a 26-year-old at the Washington Post of anything." So he's an admitted liar, and he admitted that he conned them. But if you work at the Washington Post, you don't actually care if they lie to you. All you care about is harming freedom and harming liberty and harming the people who want to help. So for 8 years, Obama and Ben Rhodes said they had secret talks with Iran. We never heard about it. How is it that they were able to keep the Iran deal secret? Think about, again, let's connect some dots and let's talk about McMaster and why McMaster is right now The number one greatest threat to national security in America is H.R. McMaster. You can quote that. You can tweet it out. You can clip that. The video footage. The number one threat to national security in the United States of America is H.R. McMaster. Quote me on that. So McMaster has leaks every day coming out from Ben Rhodes' people. But there were no leaks about the Iran deal during the Obama administration. Ben Rhodes wasn't leaking anything. So what does that tell you? Well, Ben Rhodes testified before the Senate committee either yesterday or the day before that. Isn't that amazing that was never leaked? Isn't it amazing that nobody had advanced knowledge? The House Intelligence Committee met with Ben Rhodes. Nobody had that story. You know why? Favor trading. What they do is if you get a leak from Ben Rhodes or Ben Rhodes' people, it's like a code of silence. And that really goes to show you how corrupt the fake news media is, that there's this major code of silence that they're going to protect Rhodes at all costs. So then the question would be, why does H.R. McMaster want to bring in two political appointees from the Obama administration who worked for Ben Rhodes? Because McMaster wants information leaked. He wants our national security secrets leaked. He wants to do anything he can to harm Trump because who owns McMaster? Soros. George Soros, McMaster, Petraeus had a secret meeting at Bilderberg. I bet you nobody has that story yet. See, I have so many scoops out there that I just release them on air all the time. I don't even have time to write them all up. If I wrote up everything I knew, I wouldn't have any fingers left because I would be typing all day and my hands would quit working. There's so much to talk about all the time. That's how bad McMaster is and why we really have to get McMaster. We have to fire him. But we're going to take some calls. Carlos has been on the line for 2 hours. I know, Alex, I'll hold him to this. Alex says if you're on hold for longer than an hour, you get a free T-shirt. So, Carlos, even though I'm not the boss, that's the truth.
I was kissing it.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Carlos. That's a bummer. So we'll take the next caller here. I don't have the screen right on right up right now. So we'll take Sean. How you doing, Sean?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well.
I was wanting to talk about the implementation of DOG. I believe that was plan is still moving forward. I don't think they ever dropped it. I think
what plan?
The plan to implement COG.
I don't know what's that acronym? I'm not really sure what that acronym is.
To bring the deep state in a state
of
emergency.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Bring in the deep state.
I believe that Hillary was a patsy candidate. Because if you notice about Hillary's health right now, you know, she's always on the verge of grim death, but she's not fumbling around dying every 2 seconds. And so I believe that they were possibly poisoning her, using her for a patsy to win the presidency, get in there, open the borders, use some executive orders, take the guns, and then they were going to kill her. And then have the martial law implemented because they had that from day one. I believe Trump getting in threw a wrench in there, and at first, you know, they were in denial, that's not my president. And then after denial is frenzy, and then that's where you see the rioting and everything. And now I believe that they're trying to they're getting their bearings back, and they're trying to re-implement the plan. If you notice, disease is completely enveloped, and I think that everyone, even like Jeff Sessions, who's been just totally weak on everything except for TPP, he's been, if you take away TPP, he looks like a Democrat. And I think that right now everyone should be really worried because even these people that Trump put in, they're still getting pulled over to the other side. I think that Pence, I mean, where has he been? I mean, no one's heard anything about Pence pretty much since they won the presidency. And so I kind of believe that he's just kind of hiding in the background to see what's going to happen. I really believe now that their plan is to try to assassinate Trump and carry out some form of false flag here on the states, and then implement martial law, which will open the door to bring in deep state. And once that happens, we're not going to get out from underneath of it. And then all hell's going to break loose. And the only way we're going to get out of it is not going to be pretty.
Okay, well, thank you for your call, sir. Okay, we have another caller, Carol, it looks like. Carol.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Amazed. I'm online.
Welcome.
Thank you. I am not sure this is true, but from what little I've looked at it, it seems very important. The coup of President Trump may be taking action by legislation. They have passed in the Senate, apparently not in the Congress, in the House yet, Senate Bill 722. And you know in bills that they can name them one thing and have a lot of information, but they can add other stuff. The title of Senate Bill 722 is Countering Iran's Destabilization Activities Act of 2017. But in Title II portion of it, which is lots of words down, it also apparently takes over control of sanctions of Russia and takes over control of what the president can do by legislation. I need help with that. I'm not saying it's true absolutely. Just from what I've looked at, it looks very possible that while we're all excited about this other stuff, that the Congress may pass a bill that takes over a whole bunch of powers of President Trump by passing the bill. That's what like an 8-minute summary by Anonymous suggested, so I went and looked up the bill. And I'm looking at the legal parts of the bill going, you know, lots of words and lots of legalese, so I'm not sure. But it's already passed the Senate, and Anonymous was saying that it passed like 98-2. And so the House and the Senate may be taking things over by passing a law.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, we'll definitely look into it. Thank you again for your call. Always good to hear from you. Thanks, Carol. Okay, yeah, appreciate the call. Yeah, we'll take the next caller. We'll take a few more. Yeah, that one, it's just a sanctions bill, so I don't know. I mean, a lot of things get spun way out of proportion. A sanctions bill was passed as bipartisan. I don't think it's a good idea. These sanctions never really work. But a lot of times people read way more into that stuff than it really is. It isn't stripping Trump of any of his presidency. I guess in theory, you're taking away some of his executive powers. It's a separation of powers issue. But there's a lot of hysteria. And unless I have a lot of evidence supporting it, I definitely I don't like to feed into that. Greg from Montana, how you doing?
Much for taking my call. I was prompted to call by the pastor who was on with Alex, and he was talking a lot about prayer and the need for prayer. And one of the things that I would like to throw out there for everyone who might be open to this is the idea of many, many people in all parts of the country and maybe other parts of the world getting together to do the Psalms. This was done in early colonial times by the Pilgrims, the Puritans, and up into revolutionary times. People would get together in churches and recite the Psalms. And I think probably the King James Version would be the best for people to use because it's most widely accepted. Catholics could accept it, even perhaps many of the spiritually minded Jews. And people could come together in small groups, in churches, even in stadiums, and over the Internet and do this. The pastor was talking about his 24-hour prayer services for the president and the country. And this is one way where people could come together and recite the Psalms aloud in unison. And when people do this, if you've ever experienced anything where you feel a lot of powerful spiritual energy, this does it. It's amazing. And people need to try it, even coming together in small groups, just prayer groups. We're 99% in a spiritual war. There is an information war, but we're in a spiritual war. If that is the primary thing that we're dealing with. As the Bible says, you wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with powers and principalities. And that's what we're dealing with at the ultimate level. All of the people that we see are simply pawns for spiritual forces. And the way that this has been dealt with since time immemorial is with prayer and fasting. And one of the reasons for the Psalms is that they're the most widely accepted thing that is divinely inspired. And so I just throw out the idea of Psalms over America, and people could, you know, take that and run with it. But this is something that I think the pastor could be a great force for putting out there, is that people of all faiths could come together and give these Psalms, Protestants, Catholics, and even Jews, and we would have a united force for saving this nation. And it has to be done first and foremost at a spiritual level. It's not going to be done just with information. Information is very important, but the spiritual component of this is primo. It's the number one thing we have to do.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for your call. So the caller does raise an interesting point, which is that America is spiritually bankrupt. Whatever your religion is, most people in America have no philosophical mooring, no worldview. It's very much fake, hedonistic culture. And if you look at the Psalms and the Proverbs, I've told people, even if you have no religion, you should read something like the Proverbs, because that is wisdom, timeless wisdom, that talks about avoiding trouble, avoiding drama, avoiding the evil, avoiding the wicked. And there isn't any wisdom like that coming down these days. I always say, think about it like this. There used to be the concept of this archetype of the old wise man. How many old wise men are there out there, right? How many people are there who are wise and you're going to turn to for advice, turn to for insight? It's very rare these days because everybody wants to live this culture of eternal youth and eternal parting and eternal hedonism. It's a very sad thing. So the caller is right. Whatever your religion is, even if you're not religious, you can engage in secular practices like just being mindful, being present, mindset training, meditation, a lot of things. I totally agree with that caller. There needs to be something. And if you are Christians, the Psalms Across America sounds like a great idea to me. You should definitely be meeting in prayer groups and meeting in larger events. So the caller had said it was called Psalms Across America. This is an interesting concept. Somebody should run with that. That's the thing. A lot of people come up with ideas, but then they don't want to take ownership and responsibility. And that relates to the spiritual bankruptcy in America, the lack of leadership. People go, Mike, do this, do that, do this, do that. Do, do, do. And they'll give me like 15 different. I'm like, what are you doing? Right. And I'm not putting that caller on blast because I'm not singling him out. I'm just saying that there is a mindset to just say, well, somebody needs to do this. Well, if not you, then who? There is no somebody. There's you. Everybody listening, it's up to you to take action. It's up to you to implement these ideas. Sharing ideas is good, but somebody has to do it. It should be you. Dr. Kelly from California, how you doing?
With your permission, and I have the toll-free Capitol switchboard telephone number for Congress and the senators. Can I give that out?
Yeah, I don't, unless there's some kind of rule against it, I don't see why you can't give. Is there a reason? Do you want people to call about something specific or what?
Call your senators, call your congressmen, women, and children. I'd like people to visit wififacts.com, antennasearch.com, and the toll-free Capitol switchboard is 877-762-8762. They're there for you 24 hours a day so that when you're frustrated, you can't sleep because of all the radiobiological weapons or the Prozac in the water, you call them and you speak to your congressmen, women, and children and your senators and handle business and let the ones know that are doing the good job that you support them. And the ones that aren't doing a good job, get their fax number and you fax the facts on Friday.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your call. I definitely agree that politicians, they do want to stay in power. So the best thing you can do is call them up, let your voice. I mean, that's what I do. I mean, that's the power of Twitter and other social media, is that they can monitor what we do in real time. There's pros and cons. The deep state monitors us in real time for nefarious purposes. But there are, I've been told, I know this for a fact, the White House does monitor my Twitter feed. And they do monitor what all of you say when you comment and everything else. So it's very, very important. So that was it for the callers. Thank you, everybody, for your calls. There's a lot to talk about today. You know, there's always so much going on. But what I really want to talk about is the transgender ban in the military. But mainly because I want to know what is really going on. And I'm working on the story. This was always going to happen. I knew about this story, but I was told to embargo it. So it was always going to happen. But why today? This wasn't supposed to be released until September. This was not an urgent matter. It wasn't something that needed to be done today. So what's really going on? I don't know. I'm starting to think it is maybe related to the Awan brothers. There has been massive action on the Awan brothers. And in fact, the attorney for one of the brothers issued a statement, which I posted to my Twitter. And for those of you who don't know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz hired a Pakistani IT firm. And by the way, this isn't about Pakistanis. I don't think Pakistanis are bad people or anything like that. But the issue is that imagine Trump hired a Russian IT firm, right? Right away, they would say, well, how could you hire a Russian IT firm? Even if they're Russian-American citizens, that would be big controversy. Pakistan funds terrorism. Pakistan is pro-terrorism. Pakistan hid bin Laden for years. They're not an ally of America, and anybody telling you they are is lying to you. There's a major terrorist contingent within Pakistan. So why then are people who are connected, perhaps, to terrorists in Pakistan, and we don't know the full story yet, but we do know that the Awan brothers did have access to Deborah Wasserman Schultz's passwords. It showed up in a WikiLeaks. They had access to passwords. They had access to all the information. And they had access to the Republican emails, too. That's why the Republicans have not been pushing the story and why it's up to us, the real journalists and the real news, to push the story. The Republicans don't want it out there either because the Awan brothers knew about what they were up to. So there's been an arrest. And let's read that statement. Because, I mean, this is just so typical these days. The Awan brothers' lawyer statement, if we could get that pulled up on the screen, that'd be really helpful so I can read it off the screen. So the lawyer goes, the attacks of Mr. Awan and his family began as part of a conspiracy theory, an anti-Muslim bigotry. That's how you know the guy, right? That's how you know the guy is probably wanted for something. Because they want, and they throw in Pizzagate. The targets are not just coming from the ultra right wing Pizzagate media outlets, but the Department of Justice is investigating it too. Now we have the Department of Justice showing up with a complaint about disclosure on a modest real estate matter. Okay, I'm a lawyer. I've done criminal defense work. I've done white collar criminal defense work. Let me translate this for you. Real estate matter. Well, what do you do when you're paid a lot of money or you want to hide a lot of money. Again, we're going to have to read the indictment, but I'm just telling you as a lawyer, here's what I'm reading in between the lines is a real estate matter. Well, why would you be guilty of a crime related to a real estate matter? Usually that means that money is being shifted around. And again, I'm not saying that Mr. Awan has laundered money, but I'm saying he was arrested by the feds. He was caught with a bunch of cash and he was trying to leave the country, right? So let's just deal with the realm of facts. He was caught trying to leave the country. That is why the FBI moved on him. And I got word from my sources that they were actually monitoring him. And they didn't want to arrest him that quickly. They actually had to take action because he was leaving the country. So they're saying it was because of a modest real estate matter. That's coming from Mr. Awan's lawyer. So that makes me really wonder what is actually going on. What is he also saying? Mr. Awan's family is presently staying with extended family in Pakistan because he and his wife are both abruptly and unjustly fired, leaving them without a reliable source of income. Well, he was making $165,000 as a part-time employee. What were they doing with that money? Deborah Wasserman Schultz had said she doesn't know anything about this guy. He was a part-time employee, but he was paid $165,000. As a part-time employee, I don't know anybody here listening. How many people listening or watching were ever paid $165,000 for a part-time job? So they were paid massive amounts of money, and I think they made over $300,000 from the contract. Who knows what's going on? So he goes to say that's why they were leaving him. Right-wing bloggers were beginning to harass them. So we already know the narrative. He attempted to travel this week to see his family for the first time in months. The government had been informed he would travel. So this is really fascinating. The total spin job, hastily arrested. We had all this cash. So wait a minute. If he and his wife were, and this is, you know, just thinking about it like a lawyer. If this lawyer is saying that Mr. Awan and his wife lost their job, then why was he caught with a bunch of cash in the airport? Well, I thought he didn't have any money. I thought he couldn't pay living expenses. So he has to leave the country because he doesn't have any money, but he's caught with a bunch of cash leaving the country. So which one is it? This is a really poorly worded statement. I thought it was fake, actually, at first, because when I read this, I thought, this is a bad lawyer. You know, I don't know why anybody would release – I would not release a statement like this about a client facing really serious federal charges. So I looked it up because I was like, I can't believe this is real, that they would actually – that they would actually post it. But then I went on the law firm website and found it. Because to me, this is madness. They're saying that Pizzagate, what does that have to do with anything? Pizzagate, anti-Muslim bigotry, right-wing bloggers, fired, fleet, right? It's like buzzword bingo in the statements. I don't know what their strategy is, other than they have a lot of dirt. I'm probably Paul Ryan. They probably know the truth about Paul Ryan, which not many people do. They know the truth about the Democrats, the DNC leaks. So the lawyer is probably sending out a message because, again, you should never issue a statement like this on behalf of a client. The lawyer is definitely sending a message out to Congress that the Awan brothers do have all of their secrets and they will release the secrets. So are they blackmail victims? Deborah Wasserman Schultz, or was she blackmailing people? Did she use the Awan brothers to dig through the emails of Republican congressional leaders so that she could blackmail people because you find out all the secrets about the drugs and the orgies and everything? I don't know, but we're going to keep investigating it. Thanks, as always, for watching. You can learn more about me at facebook.com/Mike Cernovich. You can also go to twitter.com/CERNOVICH. Thank you, as always, for supporting me, supporting Alex, supporting this team. It would be nothing without you, and I will see you next week.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
After being sold out for months.